The widespread use of stock options as a hiring incentive helped drive the high-tech boom of the 1990s. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says companies have been hiding the true cost of these options from investors. Greenspan wants changes to the accounting rules, a stance that puts him at odds with President Bush and most business leaders. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
During the boom years, corporate bigwigs amassed eye-popping fortunes from stock options. Ted Turner got $12 billion worth of options when the AOL Time Warner deal closed. Stock options turned even entry-level employees into millionaires overnight. But companies never had to reflect the cost of all those options on their balance sheets, and that gnaws at Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. Here's Greenspan at a recent financial markets conference in Atlanta.
I fear that the failure to expense stock option grants has introduced a significant distortion in reported earnings, and one that has grown with the increasing prevalence of this form of compensation.
Under current rules, companies must deduct employee salaries and bonuses as an expense against their bottom line. But options, which give employees the right to buy stock at a set price sometime in the future, don't get deducted in the same way. They show up in the earnings per share calculation. As a result, says Greenspan, investors have been duped into thinking that options are free, and therefore the firm's financial picture looks better than it really is. He says balance sheets should reflect the cost of options, even if the change makes this form of compensation less popular, as many opponents have argued.
Expensing will reduce a corporation's perceived earnings and conceivably its stock price. Employees accordingly will consider options less valuable and presumably fewer will be issued. But confusing markets is neither helpful nor permanent.
The Fed chairman has business leaders up in arms. T.J. Rogers, the outspoken CEO of Cypress Semiconductor in San Jose, hates the idea of expensing options, claiming it's punitive and worse.
Catastrophic. I can't think of anything worse, and I don't understand why I've got a federal bureaucrat meddling with the way we're compensating employees in a very, very successful part of the economy.
The accounting scandal at Enron has added to Greenspan's arsenal. Executives there stand accused of pumping up the stock price and then cashing out options before the company collapsed. Phil Livingston, a former chief financial officer at the biotech firm Genentech, now heads Financial Executives International. Livingston commends Greenspan for targeting Enron's abuses, but he doesn't like the remedy.
He's arguing that it's too much of a short-term motivation to jigger the stock price through manipulation and fraud. There's better ways, corporate governance ways, to end that kind of abuse, not mess up the accounting model.
So far, Greenspan has gotten little support for his proposal. The White House and the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission are opposed. But last week, the bond rating company Standard & Poor's called for a major overhaul of federal accounting rules and said it would start including options as a business expense against company profits. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.